Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's now a hit streaming show on Amazon Prime starring Julia Roberts.
Oh, my God.
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two cool co-hosts, July Julia Roberts Diaz.
Hello, darling.
And the Gata Julia Roberts.
Hello, darling.
How are you guys doing?
Great. How
Great,
are you?
Darling. How are you?
I like being called darling. It's nice.
That's how we talk in the South.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, darling.
I wish it was my last name, like Clarissa from that famous show, Clarissa Explains It All.
Her last name was Darling?
It was, yeah. You guys are too young to know this, I guess.
No, I was born, I was an 80s baby, darling, so I know what you're talking about.
He was not.
How you guys doing today?
Good. You know? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You know, when we're recording this, you know, it's right before the big vote. But we don't know what happened in the big vote yet. We don't usually talk about big votes on this show, but I just wanted to get it out there. If you hear us talking about stuff, don't ask us why we're not talking about the big vote, because we haven't heard it yet.
Yes, but we can talk about the big boat, right?
Yeah. Which one's that? Titanic?
Titanic. Yes, darling. Let's talk about Titanic. But first...
I have so much to say.
Okay. But first, let's introduce our guest.
Okay.
He is a very funny person. My friend, he is the co-host of Totally Rad with Alyssa Sabo. He is the co-host of Convince Me, a great podcast you should check out. He is a member of the Loser Celebrities Improv Group. It's Ben Castle.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Ben.
I actually played Sam in Clarissa Explains It All.
You were Sam?
Oh, my God. That was you?
Well, I did the noise. I didn't actually play the guy.
Cool. Oh, man. Thanks for being here. Yeah,
he would come up in the ladder to her bedroom.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A little problematic.
A little creepy, I gotta say.
I felt like she was always happy to see him.
Was she?
Maybe not always. Because once in a while she'd be like, Sam, we're in a fight.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember the show very well, but I do remember thinking that was weird at the time.
Yeah. I mean, he was cute. So that helps.
Did they hook up ever?
I'm digging myself in a hole. I don't remember.
I think in the movie they hooked up.
The movie?
Yeah.
There's a Clarissa movie?
Yeah, it's called Drive Me Crazy.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're being silly.
REO Speedwagon is a theme song of that movie.
I do want to say I'm a huge fan of TWB, Dot Cool, and the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
And
I view this as a competitive podcast, so I aim to win every segment.
Okay.
I want to be the first person to get the exact quotation right on July's funny pages. I want to give as good of advice as Agata gives on Ask Agata. I want to have the best hoedown you've ever had, which usually is the case, but it might not be today, and I want to get there.
It will be. Well, that's exciting. I'm glad.
I'm excited. You know?
We're so excited to have a super fan on the show.
Yeah.
Most people do not listen. And then,
most people on earth do not listen.
It's true.
Yeah. So it's fun. You know, it's fun to have someone who knows the ropes a little bit, knows what we're doing.
It's also nice to have someone who seems, you know, excited to be on the show rather than like
indifferent
or like
confused,
upset that they've been dragged out of their home,
or like, this is a favor I'm doing you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure, I heard the Scott Aukerman episode. Get that mic a little closer to your mouth, Gabe.
That's why I'm, oh, boy.
That was I'm reliving it. I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
It's such a great episode.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got roasted. I don't wake up every morning wishing that I had been sharper or funnier than that one day.
Oh, no.
No, I don't. But, you know, you probably know what I'm going to ask then. Trends. Right? That's what we talk about on the show.
I should have thought about this.
Yes. Do you follow them?
Do you follow them?
Do you follow them?
I like
darling.
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 I do have a Twitter account, so you see stuff popping up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Explain what Twitter is for the listeners.
Twitter, you know how like sometimes there's famous people out there and you want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have their cell phone number.
What, Oprah?
Oprah?
Okay.
You could talk to her.
How?
You at probably Oprah. Mm. There's a blue check mark. It's it's her.
Yeah, it's here.
And then,
I see it.
Yeah.
And then she has to answer?
Yeah, she has to answer. What you do is you just put a weird old cashier symbol in front of someone's name, and then you can talk to them on the internet.
Okay, I really need her advice on something. So might be send it a couple tweets later.
Just go to askoprah.com.
Let me ask you this, darling. Is this something? Cashier me outside. How about that?
Okay. Cashier me outside at July at, Diaz.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Cashier me outside. See, that's funny. Do we need to explain that one?
No. What's your question?
No, if I was just saying if that was something.
That's something.
Is it something?
Sure. Sure, it's something.
Great.
It's something, yeah. Something you can say if you like go into a 7-Eleven and you're checking it out for your Slurpee.
Yes.
You're like, you know, it's don't you get sick of being cooped up in the 7-Eleven all day? Cashier me outside.
There you go. That's how you use it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Cashier me outside. How about that? That's the best part of that catchphrase.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
Guys, also, I'm very excited to meet your producer, Roba Laura Hall. Oh, I don't
please.
And I love the hat you're wearing, Ben.
Thank you.
The hosting hat for keeping us on the rails.
Sometimes it's hard for me to take it off. I don't know.
No, I understand you're a host of your own show.
We like to be off the rails.
It's
like
a fedora.
We like to be unfocused with nothing going on. That's how it is.
Before we introduce you to Roba Laura Hall, which of course is what everybody who comes on the show really wants to do.
Yeah, true.
And you know, you can feel free to watch her behind
the
window and wave at her. But you have a podcast called Convince Me.
Yes, correct.
What is it?
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to convince you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show where we have comedians come on and to convince me of something that they love.
Funny people.
July's been on it twice. Yeah, funny people. So if you like the Judd Apatow movie Funny People, which a lot of people think the cut is too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jinx.
Two agrees.
I would say not enough Jonah Hill doing stand-up in the movie.
I agree.
So what did you convince him of on your episodes?
Oh, staying up late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which was defined as, I think, 8 p.m. or later.
Yes.
So pretty easy convince.
Yeah.
And so
then, we did a Christmas episode too, right?
Yes, we did a Christmas episode. I think you convinced us of several things. And that one that you just made up on the spot.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't listen to them after they come out.
The Santa's real?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, Santa's real.
Yeah.
The 9/11 was an inside job. Mm-hmm. Was another one.
Classic Christmas.
Not convinced of that.
Yeah.
Well,
then he didn't do his job, it sounds like.
Mm.
What is one thing that you've done on the show that you felt really someone who really turned you around on something? Did that has that happened? Or?
I'm sure it has.
Physically.
That's a great question. Turned you around physically?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my wife was on the show once, and she spins me around.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like
a record baby.
Gaga, yeah, exactly. right round. Yeah, I would say Alyssa came on, Alyssa Sabo, friend of TWB.cool, twice.
Yes.
Well, once.
Twice.
Named.
Yeah, once.
And she convinced us to write letters.
Mm.
And I recently wrote a letter to my grandmother, and that was a great experience.
Oh, wow.
That's
nice. That's cute.
She writes a lot of letters to my wife and my wife writes back a lot. Mm. And I wrote back once.
Can I read the copy of the letter that you have here?
I would love for you to. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
What a weird piece of paper you have there.
It's sentient.
Says, hey, Grandma, follow me on Twitter. Love, Ben.
I didn't even put my @.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you'll get there someday.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you have an @?
I do. It's @ Trends W Benefits.
Oh, nice.
No, my Twitter is @ @echo_mint.
@echo_mint.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I don't want to connect it to my real name.
That's fair. Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, no one knows your last name, so
that's
makes sense.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. Kid knows it, right?
Yeah. It's Cher.
I gotta share?
I gotta share.
feels like a pun.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
She's named after another famous one named person.
Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Yes. I gotta share Oprah.
Oh, I wish.
That's what Stedman says. I gotta share Oprah.
Yeah, with America.
Yep.
And with Gail.
Yeah, with Gail mostly. They're buds.
Hey, that's enough messing around. We gotta introduce Ben to Roba Laura Hall.
Let us mess around
Hello,
more.
My name is Roba Laura Hall, darling.
Oh, with a darling.
Oh, she's using darling
she's
too.
She's also Robo, Julie Roberts.
Yeah, Julie Roberts. It's great to meet you, Roba Laura Hall. I'm a big fan. You're a great piano player and a great producer.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. I feel pretty good. July and I carpooled here, so I felt like I was doing my part today for the environment.
I'm horny.
Okay. Listen.
You know the drill. You've heard the sound.
Yeah, true.
It's carpool. No less shocking.
Yeah. Well, we apologize for her behavior.
Yeah. I'd say it's more shocking in person.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see the body language on the podcast.
The thrusting.
Yeah, she does a weird little body
Please
jiggle.
Give me smooches.
Okay. See, the smooches, I don't mind. I'll kiss her on the cheek. Mm. It's a cold metallic cheek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you guys, you carpooled here?
Yeah, we carpooled.
That's nice.
Not what you're thinking.
What was I thinking?
Yeah,
there's no water in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Okay, so it's not what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's okay.
No.
Dave, you're funny.
Do you guys live close to each other?
Fairly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairly brothers.
We're fairly brothers in the San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, I've heard you have a new movie called Green Day.
Green Day?
There's something about Green Day.
Something about Green Day.
Green List?
Green
something
Book.
Like that. Green Book. There we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just like this Green Book.
You have a green book on you.
Yeah. Crinkle.
What kind of paper
are you
using?
Where I keep all my letters to my grandma. I'll read one.
Okay.
Dear grandma, follow me on Twitter. Love, July.
July, you didn't put your at on there.
Bloop. Oh, you just got a new notification.
Oh, wow.
On your green book?
At July's grandma.
Grandma Munch 69.
Oh, no. Okay, great.
Elephant. But that's already too long for a name.
It's a long name. And the text just reads, cashier me outside. That's a weird text.
How does she know?
Your grandma seems aggressive.
Follow. I'm following.
So we're going to be talking about some great trends this week. We always do. I'm sure there's...
Oh, I got a DM from her.
Uh-oh.
On Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
What's it say?
It says... What? It says, what?
He's sounding it out.
Oh, my God.
What is
it? Oh, my God.
Read it.
I can't share this.
July just turned pale white. I don't know what.
I can't share this.
July, read it. Come on. It's just your closest friends.
It says, send this letter to 5 more of your friends.
Okay.
And the ghost won't appear at the feet of your bed at night.
What? You better send it to your friends.
Yeah, it sounds pretty serious.
Don't send it to me, though.
Yeah, I don't want it either.
I would rather not have this responsibility.
Okay. Send it to 5 other people.
Okay. All right. Sending it to Roba Laura Hall.
Yeah, that's perfect.
She's already forwarded it.
Yeah.
I'm sending it to Diaper Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Diaper Yoda.
We all remember that character,
yeah,
right?
That's a deep callback.
Yeah.
Are you sending it to Trump Boy?
Oh, sending it to Trump Boy.
Oh, Trump Boy is perfect. He's going to send it right along to his dumb relatives.
Logan?
Nick. He's a big Nickelodeon teen fan.
Sending it to Lisa Frank. There you go.
Yeah.
Is that 5?
Yeah.
Great.
Those are your Lisa 5 Frank. Closest.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect.
Whew, cool. So we're going to be talking about some of the cool trends that are happening right now, you guys. Right now. Finger to the wind. But first.
Ooh, that's a windy finger.
That is.
Escada is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Escada may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Escada, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask a God is my segment where the readers write into me. With their problems.
Crinkle.
You're reading it off the paper.
Yes, cool. And then we're totally analog today. So we're doing everything off of our crinkly papers. So basically, this is where you can come to me with any of your problems, any kind, career, love, life, anything you got going on. I'm qualified and I will answer it. And I promise that the advice that I give you is going to make your life better. And if it doesn't, Gabe will give you $100.
No, I'm not going to do that. What she just said is null and void. Not true.
No, it's true. If you want to submit something, you can go to twb.cool/ask or call or text 432-AGOTTAHIGH. What do you have for me today?
This question is from Friendly Boy. Hi, Agata. I recently made a new work friend. He's a great dude and we've been practically joined at the hip ever since, hanging out after work almost every day and weekends too. It's starting to feel like maybe too much. We're both straight men. How much time is reasonable to spend with someone in a non-romantic relationship?
Sounds like a Fairly Brothers movie to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think...
Join at
I don't
the
think... I, my issue with this is that I can't imagine wanting to see anybody every day.
I don't know. He sounded like a cool dude from this description.
Like, it's totally fine to have a close friend that you're hanging out with a lot, but every day after work and weekends too?
That is a lot.
That's yeah, weekends so much. A lot.
Yeah.
I wonder if, do you think there's some gay panic going on?
Is yeah. That,
okay.
Yeah. Mm. And it's like, it doesn't Definitely. Make you gay to enjoy the company of a man. Mm. It's only gay if you fall in love.
I mean, as Paul Rudd said, you know how I know you're gay?
Mm.
Because you like kiss Coldplay. Other men. You like Coldplay.
Yeah.
It's a runner. It's a runner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Like if you... Yeah. I mean, unless you guys are starting something romantic, then it's not gay.
I mean, maybe they should open themselves up to it.
That's true. Maybe you're into it and you're just you're scared of it. That's another possibility.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like, I don't want to be around anybody every day.
Then at work, they work together.
Yeah. You work with them and you hang out every day after work and you go to on weekends. No, that's just too much. But I also like to be alone a lot. So I don't understand this.
Why are you looking at me?
<It's July. laughs>
I want to have the best advice. So I'm going to, here's my big swing.
Mm.
Okay.
Temper one of those 7 days a week, hang out with your mom.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know you've got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the week, you hung out with your mom, and now you can hang out with this apparently non-romantic friend for the other 6 days.
Your boss. Let's just say it's his boss.
It's his boss.
So you think the issue is that he's not making time for his mom?
I think that might... It's a subtext.
Mm. Mm.
Because I don't hang out with my mom. I hang out with my mom like once a year, and
Same.
It's a bummer. Yeah. Mm.
But she lives far away.
Yeah, mine too.
Hmm.
It'd be a real bummer if I lived in my mom's house once a year.
Yeah. That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
So your advice is to hang out with your mom
once
early
a week.
On.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like on Sunday, first day of the week.
Okay. So my advice is, I guess I didn't really give any advice. My advice is to end it, but not because it might turn into something romantic, but just because... You gotta have some me time, you know, some self-care time.
Right. Okay. So he should just end the friendship altogether.
Mm-hmm. Just ghost him.
Just ghost him at work and elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Here's my takeaway from Ask Agata generally.
Mm.
Gabe usually loves your advice.
Oh, yeah. He's such a big fan of my segment.
And I do like this segment. You're very confident about what she says to people and you think it'll turn out well.
Mm.
For this one, I'm not sure about that advice.
Why?
Well, I mean, I think personally, it's hard to make friends. You know, I don't think you want to throw. I have only a very few friends, and you know, I don't want to see them every day, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you know it's hard to make friends, so you don't want to just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
What if it's no good?
But he said it's a cool dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, maybe they're both homophobic, in which case, like, that's peas in a pod. They're not necessarily homophobic, I guess I shouldn't.
Yeah, don't. If you're homophobic, stop listening to this show.
Yeah.
Okay, now start listening again.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
July,
do you show doesn't change. It's just you're back listening.
Do you have any advice, July?
Yeah, I think I'm with Gabe on this one. You know, maybe just set guidelines. Say, like, start saying, like, hey, you know, I can't hang tonight or tomorrow, but maybe we can hang on the weekends. Just start making shit up and say that you're busy during the week.
Okay.
So lie to your friend is your answer.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your friend by just ending the friendship if he's a cool dude, Agata.
How cool is he? There's not really a lot of details regarding how cool he is.
I mean, if he's really as cool as,
like,
as
Joe Cool,
as Friendly Boy makes him sound, I think that he should definitely be more open to taking it in a romantic direction.
Okay.
I'm with that. Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
I live with
my wife and I see her all the time, and that is great.
There you go.
Yeah.
High five.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to change my answer.
Miriam?
Miriam.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is okay. Agata. Ask Agata first.
Because he didn't say, I'm getting sick of him. He said, you know, I'm worried that it's too much or whatever.
Yeah, and he didn't say, I don't want it to be romantic.
Yeah.
So, Miriam. And legally, you have to invite me to your wedding.
That's true. If Agata solves your problem and wedding related, then you have to invite Agata.
Yeah. How you like that, homophobic listeners?
Yeah. In your face.
That was a great one. I thought
big
that was great.
Big old dong in your face, you homophobe.
Why?
I'm just mad about all the homophobic listeners that we have.
We do have a lot. I'm
no,
sure you have a
don't.
Lot.
We don't. We have nice boys
I just don't
nice
like the idea that there are any.
Neither do I.
Me neither. It's 2018, you guys. Get it together.
Yeah. You could design a really specific haunted house for homophobic people, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just be a lot of gay stuff. They'd be like, ah!
That'd be easy. That'd be easy to pull off.
Yeah. It's called West Hollywood on Halloween.
Yeah.
It's not scary to me.
No, not to me. No. To them.
I love it.
It's fun.
No, yeah. Catch me at Guisado's in West Hollywood.
Cashier me
outside there.
Oh, yeah. That place is good.
Oh, it's so good.
Great. If you have a problem and you want me to solve it, 432-AGATA-HI or twb.cool/ask.
All right, now it's time for July's Funny Pages.
July's Funny Pages.
Ben.
Yes.
What is your relationship to the Sunday Funnies, the comic strips?
Yeah, I currently read...
Currently?
Yeah. This might be a first. I currently read Sheldon. You guys ever heard of Sheldon?
Sheldon.
It's a web
young
comic.
Sheldon?
Now, is he related to old Sheldon?
Old Sheldon's funny. Young Sheldon's twice as funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Sheldon is a little guy with big glasses.
Okay.
He's a little boy. What did you say? Sorry.
I know. I was just going to say, because young Sheldon, it's like you're learning about like the quirkiness that will become old Sheldon.
Right.
You don't know. You don't have to parse in any of these jokes.
Yeah. No,
it's a comic by Dave Kellett. Okay. It's great. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved Calvin and Hobbes.
Did you ever love Calvin pissing on things?
The bumper sticker edition.
Why do we have to be so vulgar as a society?
Come on, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just asking a question. It's what I do.
Guys who put... You know, like Calvin peeing on a Chevy symbol.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're in trouble, guys.
Yeah. Mm.
How about this one?
You're on notice.
How about this one? Calvin peeing on like a picture, like a cutout picture of your family.
What? That's my family. Why would he do that?
But it's your family. You're putting the sticker.
Okay, so it's like mom, and it's like a C-3PO. It's dad. It's like Darth Vader and two little Jawas.
Yes.
And then he's peeing on it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fun.
What's the statement you're making with that?
And then in the corner, it's Jar Jar and Qui-Gon Jinn praying.
Oh, praying?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's like a Sacred Heart situation?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'm into that. I'm pretty religious.
Sacred Heart, yeah. And there's like a little Turk... In the other corner of the car.
Jerk from Scrubs? It's
from Scrubs. Sacred Heart.
Oh, great. I get it. Great. Got it.
The message is that you love piss play. Anyway.
Mm. Your whole family does.
Yes.
It's really brave of you to come on this show and admit that.
Yeah, Ben. Yeah. I can't believe you would admit that. Your whole family's
I haven't talked to anybody about it. My whole family is.
Okay.
We did see your minivan outside with the sticker on it.
So. It's very specific. Yeah. You have to get them custom made.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have the same combination of family members and they're into Urin and Turk from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. But not JD.
No.
Don't get me started.
That guy.
Yeah. JD, he's what? He's going to drink some more Cosmos, some Apple Teenies. Man up, JD. That's what I say.
On. Yeah.
Good. He's so
Meanwhile,
annoying.
Let me donate to your Kickstarter.
Yeah, let me donate to a famous person's fucking Kickstarter.
Oh, I'm glad he got his movie made. Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, I donated for sure. I called it Garden State 2.
Yeah. That's what we all wanted, was another Garden State.
Damn. So Scrubs is another comic strip you love.
I love Scrubs, the comic strip. I like the panel where he puts headphones on a woman and he says, "Listen to this, it's going to change your life."
Oh,
that's my
man.
Favorite scene out of Scrubs.
That's so good.
When he's wearing a flower shirt, but he's standing in front of the flowers.
That's fun.
That's so funny.
So it's like, oh, I can barely see.
Oh, the one with the Todd.
The Todd, sure. I love the Todd.
The Todd just being the Todd, you know?
The Todd's a funny guy.
Yeah,
just,
Todd's funny.
Oh, he loves fucking women.
He's a Todd. That's what he does.
Here's the thing about the medical community. Sometimes the nurses know more than the doctors.
Hey.
Oh, right. Boy.
Ever think about
oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Can I get... That's what I say when I'm in the hospital. Can I get a nurse in here?
Yeah.
You know what I say? I say, hello, nurse.
Nice lady.
Nice lady. Hello. Boy. July.
Anyway.
She's working.
Sorry about that. You got to choose between three comics here that I will read. And you know how it is. I'll read the first couple panels, and then we'll go around, and we'll guess what the final panel is. You got to choose between Angry Birds.
That's a comic?
It is a real comic strip.
What?
Based on the video game and movie. Bear With Me.
B-A-R?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, say that again?
B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E?
Yeah, B-E-A-R. Okay.
It's not Behar With Me.
Behar.
No.
I wish it was.
The View comic strip.
God, I would love that.
Or That A Baby. All one word.
These are getting obscure.
They are.
Gabe, have you heard of any of these?
I mean, I've heard of the Angry Birds property. I didn't know it was converted into a comic strip.
Yes, it is a Jewish comic strip.
Okay, Jewish comic strip?
Because it converted.
Oh, got it. Wow, great.
I feel like we might have done That A Baby on the show once before.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Mm.
But I don't know. What was the second one again?
Bear With Me.
I don't know that one.
Behar With Me.
I know Behar With Me, but not Bear With Me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do Angry Birds.
All right.
And also, do you think that's going to make it into the new Hanukkah song?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be.
They convoyed him.
Angry Birds are Jewish. But not the white one. All right, go ahead.
All right, so you have three panels here. First panel, we see... All right, so I don't know any of these characters at all. But there's a red bird and there's a yellow bird. Red bird says, "What are you doing, Chuck?" Yellow bird says, "Hunting lions." But yellow bird, look, he's holding... binoculars, and he looks scared when he's saying hunting lions.
Mm. Mm. So already a departure from what I know of the Angry Birds, which is that they'd be hunting pigs, right?
Yes.
That's their usually MO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
But I mean, I guess nobody's safe from the bird's anger.
That's right. Although right here, none of them look angry right now.
Okay.
Live up to the name, guys.
They look scared. We're the one.
Yellow scared. Bird looks scared. Red bird sort of neutral.
Okay.
Although, we know one of them's Carl now, right?
Chuck.
I guess I lost already.
You can still win. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay.
Second panel, we see the red bird in a much more like zoomed in shot. It's just his eyes and beak and eyebrows raised. Now he's scared. And he says, "Lions? There are lions on the island?" Now we'll go around and you'll guess what the final panel could be.
Sounds like Lost.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Lions on the island.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if one of these is supposed to be Sawyer and one is Jack.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the Lions is the smoke monster?
Yeah, ostensibly. I think so. Or it's Benjamin. That guy was bad news.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess it's still the two birds.
Mm-hmm.
And same, is it the same look in each panel of the first two? Or do they a slightly different pose?
It looks the same.
Yeah, so yeah. It's exact same again in the third panel.
Okay.
And then, which one? It was Chuck who is asserting Chuck. That there are lions. He's hunting
Chuck,
for lions.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think Chuck would say something like, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't scared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
and
good.
Then it, the red guy, mm-hmm. bird, it just is a dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Great guess.
I'm going to guess that the red bird
mm-hmm.
is the yellow bird who was saying that there are lions?
Yes.
The he's going to say yes because this island is a jungle, a mighty jungle. And then just along the bottom, there's a little panel, a wee moet that's just running underneath.
Oh, wow. I like this a lot.
So that's it. That's my guess.
I want to change my Gabe's now.
Too late.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that so yellow bird is hunting lions.
That's right.
He's going to say, they're just going to kiss.
Ooh.
Wow. Take that, Ask a Gata yeah. listener.
Yeah.
Reader, sorry. Jill, I want to add an addendum to mine. Okay. I think there's a dot, 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 and then the red guy goes, I'm tired of pigging out.
Anyway, oh, that's good. Yeah.
So it's two puns mm-hmm. in the last panel.
Mm. Okay, so you're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
God. Yes, even you, Agata.
Even Agata?
Yeah, she's wrong.
Okay. Even Gabe?
Gabe's wrong.
What about me, Ben?
I will say, Ben, you did come the closest
okay.
because hey. You did set up that they did not move.
Okay. It sounds like a cheap comic because I just figured they're going to reuse the same illustration.
All right. So this is what happens in the final panel. Yellow bird. Red bird looks pissed now. He's starting to get angry as, you know.
Like the moniker.
As he does. Yellow bird, still frightened, looking around, says, well, I can't be sure until I've seen one, dot, dot, dot. And it's too scary to live in uncertainty.
Is that real?
That's it?
Oh, no.
Okay. That wasn't much of a punchline.
This is in the Garfield tradition.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, now we read the comments on the comic.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Was that to your liking, Ben? Ben's
the looking at the illustration's way now. Different than what I imagined.
Yeah.
Check it out, Agata.
Check that out, Gabe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I expected them to look more like they do on the in the game.
Just like triangles.
Who drew this?
Wait. Rovio.
Bill Watterson.
Bill Watterson came back to do the Angry Birds comic?
He's just doing IP stuff now. And that's what I do in the bathroom.
Freely?
Yeah, IP freely in the bathroom.
So Nate's dad is a failure, says. He sweats hard and misspells sweats.
How do you spell it? Sweets?
Yeah, look at that.
He sweets hard.
He sweets hard.
Are there any, what are they called? Go Comics Insiders?
Oh, GC Insiders.
GC Insiders. None for this one.
They're busy.
GC Insiders are commenting on serious comics.
It's true. So,
like, this is not.
What does anyone have to say to this? I'm baffled.
Button says, this is lion breeding season. No man, woman, child, or critter is safe. Midterm elections in 46 days.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The big vote.
46 days. How old is this comic?
Yeah.
I guess this is... Oh, this is for September 20th, 2018.
Okay. There's no date stamp. We're fine.
I guess there haven't been new Angry Birds comics since September.
What? I guess they ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
This was their last good idea.
And finally, Swayam Plays says...
Swayam Plays?
Swayam Plays, with a Z.
Cool.
Says, finish the strip in 1 hour. Now, I don't know if they mean this one strip or the complete run.
I think this is a person who's learning to read. And they were just, they want to log their progress. Finish the strip in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not bad if you're learning. That's fine. Good job.
Good job.
It's longer than it probably took to write the fucking thing.
Oh!
And that's July's Funny Pages.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
The Spice Girls will reunite on The Jonathan Ross Show minus Victoria Beckham.
Ooh,
Spice Girls.
They couldn't get Posh back.
That's right.
Why not? She's too good.
She's too good.
She's wow. so posh.
She's very posh. The only Spice Girl I've seen in person.
You just, saw her?
You know, at LA Galaxy Game. She's there supporting her husband.
Oh, cute.
She'll kind of board wave disinterestedly at the camera.
That's
and
cute,
the little Beckham children are there.
They're adorable.
They're rambunctious. Yeah.
So is this the original five lineup minus Beckham, or is this the after? Didn't Ginger Spice leave?
What? At Jerry?
One of them left at one point, and it was only there were only four Spice Girls.
Wow.
So is this three Spice Girls getting back together or four?
I think four. It doesn't say in the Billboard article here. It just says that. Upcoming episode of the Jonathan Ross Show was leaked online, and it said that the Spice Girls were set to reunite, minus Victoria Beckham, who is not scheduled to join them.
That sounds like everyone except for her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to let you guys know, I do have some insider info on this.
Oh, yeah, please. Okay.
But I'll cede my time to my friend Scary Spice, who's here.
Oh, okay.
She came with me, and she just wanted to say something on behalf of the group.
Please.
Sure, yeah.
Hello! It's me!
Hi. Thanks for coming.
What was your real name again?
Don't worry about it. I just have a message. I have a message for Posh.
Okay. Oh, okay.
For Victoria.
Sure, she listens.
I'm giving you everything.
Oh, here we go.
All the joy we bring. Yes, I swear. And all that I ask from you is a promise you will be there. Say you will be there, Victoria. I'm going to go back in Ben's car. I carpooled. Oh, sorry. Did you have a question?
No, that's great. I think that's great. I think you really got your message out.
Yeah, and she'll probably respond on the show.
Oh, I hope so. Also, that was lyrics from our hit song, Say You'll Be There.
Oh, yeah, of course.
1998.
Oh, I knew, darling.
Oh, did you, darling?
Okay,
I'll go back. I'll see you in the car on the ride home, July.
Okay, see you then.
You guys, wow, you guys all carpooled, huh?
Yeah.
She's a San Gabriel Valley lady.
She lives in San Gabriel proper, right next to the Mission.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
excellent food over there.
Yeah, a lot of dumplings.
Baby Spice also rode with us.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't stop crying in the back seat.
Yeah, well, she's actually here right now.
Oh, is she? Oh, she's taking my mic.
Oh, cuckoo. Oh, cuckoo caca. You're like at least
I'm a little
late 40s. You're at least in your late
40s. I'm a little baby.
Emma. I do know your name.
Yes, I'm Emma.
Emma, do you have a message for Posh?
Yes, I do. Posh, if you are listening, I forgot your birthday 6 years ago, and I still feel bad about it. Goo-goo.
Do they not have her phone number?
It is weird.
Yeah.
It is
I'm a little baby. Yeah, I'm 40 years old, but I'm a little baby.
Okay. All right. Do not shit in that diaper.
Oh, God.
Do not
shit in my diaper.
Oh, it's leaking. It's leaking, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm going to take her out.
Get out of here.
I'm going to take her outside.
Get her out of here.
Gabe, there's probably some wet wipes.
But who will clean me?
Clean me?
Oh, God. I need a cleaning. Okay, you can go home and clean yourself, buddy.
Scary Spice, clean me.
Well, you can ask her in the car. You guys
She's
carpool.
Down in the car.
Okay.
You can just take a dip in the carpool.
Well, it'd be super weird if the other three didn't come by now.
It would be.
I guess that's the world we're living in.
Oh, LA, it's me. Sporty Spice.
Whoa.
The sportiest spice they got. It's the biggest sport. I like sports.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sheffield.
Oh, sure.
You don't know a northern accent if you hear one.
I barely understand the words you're saying.
Sporty?
Yes.
Now, I remember back in the original Spice Girls days, you were a big proponent of Fila. You wore a lot of Fila.
Oh, I go wear my Fila. You see I'm wearing me in real name.
I see that, yeah.
I got even some Fila ink.
Wow.
Look, it, I got a Fila tattoo on each shoulder.
Holy moly.
God, I'm just pretending to understand what she's
saying. I don't know. I gammed it right over my head. Oh, God,
no, no. You guys don't even talk, never even talked to a northerner before.
Oh, I didn't
something
know she
about
could hear me.
Onions?
yeah. Anyway, I'm going to leave.
Oh, please don't leave, Spoiler. Oh, we have so many questions.
Okay. Did you carpool here too?
I did. Okay. I got to go back. I got to go back in the car.
Oh, well, there she goes. Yeah.
You all drive on the wrong side of the street out here in America.
No, we don't.
What do you mean, on top of it? What do you guys drive underneath?
We drive underneath
the
street.
Okay, okay. Whoa, that's weird.
That is odd.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the tube.
Oh.
TV.
Yeah, I like watching it.
Okay, bye.
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 Wow, 3 out of 5. Not bad.
No, that you brought them all in your minivan?
I brought 3 of them. Oh, okay. There could have been the 2 others. I don't know. I didn't look in the backseat.
Oh, well, yeah. Here comes somebody else.
hey. Yeah.
It's me, Bond.
Oh, wait. Bond who? What's your first name?
James.
Oh, wait. What's your agent call sign?
00 Spice.
Oh, that's a different one.
Wow. La 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 la.
What was that?
Just getting my vocal warm up.
Okay, great, great, great.
Why are you here?
I also carpooled.
Oh, got it. Do you have any thoughts about this trend, James Bond?
What's that?
That the Spice Girls are going to reunite minus Victoria.
Do you like
plus me?
It could be.
You want to take the empty spot?
Yes, please. I've always wanted to be in the Spice Girls, which is why I always carpool with them everywhere they go. But they won't let me be in the band.
I think they might let you.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? You would bring some buzz.
Well, and from what I hear, you're well-trained singing-wise. You have a license to trill.
I do have a license to trill. There it is. I'm showing you the license.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's expired. I don't know
crinkle,
if you realize.
Crinkle,
crinkle.
That back. Yeah, it's just I'm a liability for the Spice Girls because I'm also a trained assassin.
Yeah, that's tough.
Are you going to be working while you're on the road with them?
Yes, I am always working on a case. by the way, when I say trained assassin, I...
Talking about assassin in those jeans?
Yes, Ben. That is your name, Ben.
Okay. Yeah, that's my name, Ben.
Yes, I hunt for that ass.
All right.
Okay, great.
Well, I mean, I am happy that the Spice Girls are coming back. You know, it's been
a
long
time. Oh, did I bore you?
No, you didn't bore me. Just trying to, you know, we don't have time for you to tell us the story from A to Z as the Spice Girls did.
You won't get with me, you better listen carefully. Oh, back to the car.
The Eye of Sauron was visible in San Francisco for Halloween.
What is this? What's the Eye of Sauron?
Eye of Sauron.
From Lord of the Rings.
From Lord of the Rings.
You know that big eye? And it like shoots around looking for the ring and there's a spotlight.
Oh, scary.
Ooh. Yeah, check that out.
Well, I don't think that's the real one.
No?
I'm just...
Where is it?
San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Spooky.
I only saw the first Lord of the Rings movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the Chinese Theater here in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
And halfway through, the film stock burned. And
what?
It was opening night, and I remember everyone was so mad. And the nerdiest thing I ever heard was someone who was so mad that they yelled, "I've been waiting my whole life for this!"
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, I was laughing really, really hard.
It was pretty funny.
Dang.
Did you get a rebate?
What?
We did. Rebate?
A rebate?
Yeah, we got some rebates for to come back and see another movie.
Was it the Eye of Sauron that...
It probably... Was it that in the first movie?
Yeah, I think it's in the first movie.
I think it's a central character throughout.
And then, that's probably what did it.
Wow.
He was real funny in Lego Batman, if you guys saw that.
Oh, yeah. I did see that one. Very funny.
Nice.
Batman could be funny, guys.
I'm glad.
Yeah, maybe Batman somebody should tell Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Ben Affleck.
Oh, tell that guy.
Don't get me started.
I got so much to say about Ben Affleck.
Okay, go ahead.
You're fine with Casey. Ben.
Yeah. This is established. You're fine with Casey. Go ahead. I got
Casey. Casey's at the back.
Did you guys see those photos of Ben Affleck? Where Jennifer Garner is driving him to rehab, and he looks terrible.
Haggard.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And they stop at Jack in the Box to get some food on the way.
Oh. What did they get?
I don't know.
You know what I would have gotten?
His face is so swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's unfortunate. What would you have gotten, Gabe?
Oreo cookie shake.
Ooh. Yeah.
I got one of those from Jack in the Box not that long ago.
They're pretty good. Yeah.
It's really good milkshakes.
Mm-hmm. They look great. Do you think you would have housed it and then, who's it, Jennifer Garner?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Garner would have leaned over and been like, hey, Ben, a fleck of Oreo is on you.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine happened.
Yeah.
And then they laughed, and then he said, I have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
That's actually how they met.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's a cute story.
That was on the set of Daredevil, the original Daredevil movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oreos.
Oh, yeah, there's the photos.
Oh, wow.
Photo. Look
at them. That's them at Jack in the Box.
Here's a weird thing about Daredevil. You think about, he's still alive, Daredevil, as they're making that biopic, so he probably has, like, right of refusal, but he can't see how they're depicting him.
That's true.
That's something has to do Daredevil, with his whole life.
Yeah. Daredevil's a blind superhero.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
He lives in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got his best friend, Foggy.
Gordon Ramsay. Oh, sorry.
His good friend, Foggy.
Foggy. Senor Foggy.
Senor Foggy. It's a fun show. It's not a fun show. It's actually boring.
It's a movie, right?
It's a movie, and now it's a show.
Oh, now it's a show. Mm-hmm.
What is it? New season just dropped.
Yeah.
I started watching it. Vincent D'Onofrio is really good as the villain.
Yes.
But every other scene on it is just a total slog.
Wow. Hard disagree.
I agree.
Really?
Well, here's my thing. I usually love Nick Kroll, and the animation's great. It's really funny how he's like a little preteen guy. But
I think you're thinking of a different show.
Making a murderer.
Making a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
On the, like, he was a minor when they convicted him, and that's my problem with it.
And I think you're thinking of Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, right.
He's a minor on Big Mouth.
He's a minor.
I don't know. I don't know if that confession should be admitted.
What confession? Oh, the... Yes, I do think it shouldn't be, honestly.
Right.
It seems coerced. Have you guys seen this? Making a Murderer?
I have. Mm-hmm. Another thing I just watched the new season of on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Also boring.
A lot of lawyers talking to Lens.
Yeah.
Right down the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with murder.
You're done with it?
Yeah. Get it out of here.
Yeah. Come on. What's your big crime that you're into these days?
None.
No
I'm
crime.
Done with crime in
nice.
General.
You're done with crime?
Get it out of my life.
I hope to be there someday. I'm real stuck in embezzlement right now.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. I'll never stop jaywalking.
Ooh.
Bad boy. Mm. Alert.
See.
Now, when you're out there, do most people usually know who's on the Supreme Court? Or do they have, like, dumb answers when you ask them?
They don't know. They don't know. And that's where the comedy comes from.
That's fun.
Who you vote for in the midterms?
No.
I hear Conan has a new podcast.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, it's me, Jay Leno Mickey Mouse. So where's Pluto at?
Hey, Jay Leno Mickey Mouse, I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
We all know about that time you hid in the closet and listened to the meeting with David, or with the NBC executives.
Yes.
Now, was Pluto in there with you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I take Pluto everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah. Dress him up in a denim outfit.
What car did you drive that day?
All of them.
Okay. That's cool.
Okay.
Like a chain.
Anyway, got to get back to the carpool.
You're in the minivan, too?
That's right.
Okay. Well, say hi to Bond for us.
Who?
Bond, James Bond, 00's.
Oh, okay. Spice.
Spice.
Okay, so that was a good one. Eye of Sauron. I guess I can't really speak to it because I don't know Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Anybody have a...
No. No, it's just like a cool, like, you know, sort of change for Halloween. Definitely fun for the fans, I would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably scary for some people.
I think it's nice to for a Lord of the Rings fan to be able to just look at something for a second mm-hmm. instead of having to spend 3 damn hours on it.
Ooh, hot take. Those movies too. Well, you only saw the first one.
I did.
Did you ever see Dick Completion? You know what
That's
I mean.
That's not how I watched those movies.
Why social media is obsessed with this rock star. Duck.
Duck?
Duck?
Duck.
Social media is obsessed with a rock star that's a duck. I think I saw this duck. It looked cool.
Yeah.
Is it a Let's Get Dangerous duck?
Check it
like
out.
Like a dark wing duck?
Oh, Mandy, yes. My wife, Mandy, loves this duck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
It's a very multicolored fancy duck.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of this duck. It's very cool looking. How did it get
Manhattan to... Bird Alert tweeted about it.
Yeah, the species, it says here, BBC says...
Give that a follow.
The species is native to East Asia, and many speculated it has escaped from a private owner and has arrived in the Big Apple, Central Park.
Mm.
Do you think that... That duck is like, hey, I'm quacking here.
Hey. I'm quacking here.
Hey, throw me a bagel. Right?
With some
pizza pie.
Exactly.
The water is so good.
Yeah.
The water I'm swimming is so good compared to Los Angeles water.
How would I get to this pond? Oh, bridge and tunnel, baby.
Took the subway.
Who wants to go to the cellar with me?
Hey, I think Louis should be able to do all as many sets as he wants. I'm a duck.
You're a duck.
Not me. That's not me, Todd. I'm saying that's what the duck would say. The duck's a real good old boys kind of guy.
WTD.
Yeah, what the duck, man.
Yeah, but this...
That's cool.
It's been... paparazzi has been following around. Look at this.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Man, duck can't get a moment of privacy.
Look at this. It's just like a superstar.
Mr. Duck! Mr. Duck!
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 I got a question, what Mr. Duck.
Hey, duck!
Wow.
Duck, look over here.
Over here, duck.
Are you molting?
He's so pretty. His wings are so weird.
Mr. Duck, is it true your penis is shaped like a corkscrew?
He's swimming away so fast.
I need to know.
Did you guys ever watch the Garfield and Friends show?
Oh, sure. With the egg?
Yeah, Sheldon is what I was thinking of. I was like, he would have loved this kind of attention.
Sheldon.
Everything that you like is Sheldon.
That's so weird. I never connected those before.
WTD?
And it's not the same Sheldon, just to make that clear.
Well, you are also wearing a shirt that says Young Sheldon on it.
Thank you very much. I don't work on this show. I just got it on eBay from the production office.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we couldn't see into that egg, so it could have been Sheldon, younger Sheldon.
That's true.
True.
Even younger Sheldon.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, and in young Sheldon, you never see his feet.
That's true. Little known fact, they were always cropping his feet out of frame on young Sheldon.
Yeah. Sort of the opposite of what they used to do in old cartoons, where you would only see the legs of adults.
Right.
Yeah,
never
that's
see
right.
His feet.
Like Muppet Babies. Mm-hmm. You would only see the legs.
You know, young Sheldon, weird thing. Why does he only like DC characters?
Come on.
He doesn't like any Marvels.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's only DC stuff.
That's crazy.
He's so likable.
He would love Daredevil.
He would love Daredevil. Give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, okay. I think cool ducks are cool. I hope that this isn't one of those situations where a foreign species comes and destroys the ecosystem of New York City.
No.
That would be bad.
It's bad.
You know, and then I hope that these pops, as they call them, paps, the paparazzi.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they're not, you know.
I call them poops.
Robbing this duck of too much privacy.
Yeah.
You got to have your privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's thinking about the duck here? We don't want another.
Gotta have my pops.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
We don't want another duck Princess of Wales situation on our hands.
Oh, yes. We don't want that.
No.
And that's it. That's all the trends.
Nice.
We did it.
We've done it. We've gotten through the trends. We've gotten through all the segments. I don't think I'm forgetting anything, am I?
No.
Did we do Ask Agata? We did Ask Agata.
Ask Agata. We did July's Funny Pages.
Funny Pages.
Oh, you know what? There is one last thing I did want to do, which is a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on the show. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Should we do it?
Yes.
I think 3 out of 4 of us are going to do it. Nice. That's what I would guess.
Louis looks interested.
Louis, you going to do it?
Louis rubbed his nose against the microphone.
Yeah.
Agata, I mean, you know what to do. Do you have a suggestion of something that we can hoe down about?
Let's do Spice Girls.
Okay.
He's Y'all ready to hoe down?
Yes.
Yes.
I am ready.
I've got my pitchfork.
He's ready. He's heard one or two before, mm-hmm. I think.
There she goes, walking over to the piano.
I don't think you can call it walking.
Oh, yeah. It's more a scoot. It's like Scootin'. Alice from the Jetsons.
Yeah,
Alice?
It's not scoot, very graceful.
Scoot. Scooty scoot.
I know a group of women who are really, really nice. It's posh, it's sporty, and it's scary, and all the other spice. It is really, really girl power and fun, and tonight is the night when to become one.
Whoa!
So I always carpool with these Spice Girls. Oh wait, here comes one of them right now. It's me. I'm a baby. Oh. Clean my diaper. It's me, Baby Spice. All right, get out of here.
Good one.
Well, I'm a big fan of those Spice Girls. I even like it how their hair, it does curl. I'm so excited to be here on Trends with Benefits, and you could say, I'm about to have a fit.
Hey, back in the 90s, we had a second British invasion.
Oh, it was grand. It was supreme.
And we said, oi, this is the best.
Hey, come on over to the West.
Come on to the West.
Won't you come to the West?
Baby.
Clean my.
Well, I think that was probably the best one that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Definitely, that was really good.
I was really aiming for that.
One. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I loved it. I love doing hoedowns. I wish we could do more than one every week, but mm-hmm. we can't. We just don't have the time.
We Gabe, don't. Yours was really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So this is the end. Ben, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We thank had a great you. Time. Do you have Yay. Anything you want to plug?
Sure. Aforementioned, two podcasts I'm on, Convince Me with There for Shit. And I also have a new podcast called Is This the Movie? You can check it out. It's with Alice Bebington, Sam Pasternak, fun. And Jeff Kaufman. We improvise a movie. We just improvised, what is this Lady Gaga movie?
A Star is Born.
A Star is Born. Before it came out, we improvised it.
Without watching it?
Without watching it. So that's what we do. We improvise a movie like a week before it comes out, okay. And then you can listen. You don't have to watch the movie.
That's wow. fun. Great. I like that concept.
Also, Totally Rad, a show at UCB Inner Sanctum, the yes. third Saturday of every month at 9 p.m.
Fantastic show.
Yeah.
I'm always,
July. Thank
always,
you.
You know, it's a must-see show. You got to go see this show. It's one of the best shows that I've seen, and it's they're building something really cool and fun.
What a sweetheart. Thank you. Yeah, so if you want to find out about any of that stuff, BENCASSIL.com.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
How about you, Agata? You have anything to plug?
I'm just going to plug Terrace House again.
It's back for a new season, I think I said, right?
Just a new chunk of it was released.
Okay.
You said
what is this?
So I've plugged it like twice now. It's a Japanese reality show.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's so good. Gabe, you said you were watching two boring shows. Get rid of them and turn Terrace House on.
Okay.
Terrace House?
Yeah.
Terrace.
Terrace House. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's easy. It's so good.
Okay.
It is amazing. Okay. And you get to see how people live in Japan, which is so cool. Awesome. Oh, and also my other podcast.
I was going to say.
Dunktown. Check us out at dunk.town. Our website is dunk.town. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Dunktown Podcast, or listen to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun.
We talk about basketball, and we're learning a lot.
Yeah, I'm the producer on that show, and I'm having a lot of fun doing that and doing lots of sound effects.
Oh yeah, you got some really good sound drops in our last episode.
How about you, July? Do you have a plug, Chamber?
I have nothing to plug. I will give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
Oh, how generous.
I want to plug Misery Loves Company episode 5 titled Poo Dollar Dollar Why.
Oh wow. Okay, whoa. Great.
I didn't catch that. What was that?
I don't know.
I want to plug Misery Loves Company episode 5 titled Poo Dollar Dollar Why.
Misery Loves Company episode 5 pussy with dollar signs.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this was Robo Laura Hall's a sweetheart. And I feel like we've been vibing, and now she's probably during this show watched episode of a web series I was on. Now she's plugging it.
Oh yeah,
she was telling me about it before the show.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she thought it was so funny, and then she thought it was really cool that you got to be in the bloopers for it.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah, I was playing a creep, so look forward to that.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Great, cool. We'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to plug this podcast that you're listening to now. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on Wednesday nights on ABC, right after the Goldbergs.
Oh wow, the Goldbergs. I know someone on that.
Do you? Who?
Jeff Garland.
Oh, you're going to say the wrestler Goldberg.
I also know him too.
You can find us on the web at twb.cool, on various social media at TrendsWBenefits. If you want to give us a nice little review on Apple Podcasts, we take them. We don't turn them away.
We don't know how.
We don't know how. And thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy, who did our theme music. We love that song.
Love you.
I thanks so much to all of our readers for listening.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, darling.